Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Much of what we consider to be uniquely American music actually has its roots in West Africa. Tony Trischka illustrated the African roots of the banjo by recording this traditional West African song back in the 90s. Almost 20 years earlier, Fode Moussa Sousso came from the Gambia and formed the Mandingo Griot Society to show how West African music could blend with its American descendants, funk and jazz. And more recently, guitarist Joel Harrison found a way to adapt country music classics to a jazz ensemble. Now the three of them have gotten together to explore the surprising common ground between West African music, country, and jazz. And during our first half of the show, while they were sitting in the ready room, they came up with a name for their band, the Fojoto String Band. That's Fode Moussa Sousso, Joel Harrison, and Tony Trischka live on Soundcheck. That is Hell Broke Loose in Georgia, live performance in our studio by Fode Musa Suso, playing the West African kora, the lute harp, Joel Harrison playing guitar, Tony Trishka playing the banjo, the newly christened Fojoto String Band, who are performing tomorrow night across the street at City Winery at 9 o'clock. And I'm guessing no question of a 2.5 hour set list for you guys tomorrow night. New band with an interesting blend of sounds and of personnel. Joel, you've all collaborated widely with lots of other people. Fode with Kronos Quartet and Philip Glass. Tony with comedian Steve Martin and Bela Fleck. You've done your Free Country project with Nora Jones and various. Why this collaboration? How did the three of you come together?
Well, I listened to African music and played African music when I was younger quite a lot. And so I was at a party at Philip Glass's house, and Fode was there. And, of course, I'd heard of him, but I'd never met him or played with him. And they happened to have a guitar there. And it was just one of those kind of magical meetings where we felt that we had a lot in common. And he said, I want to do something together. And I said, great. And I thought about it a little. And I thought, maybe we just need that one other member to kind of bring it into a full identity. And I thought about it a little while, and then I realized Tony was the right guy for that, because I'd always felt that the banjo kind of connected with African music, obviously, in quite a strong way. And Tony's, you know, of course, the person to do it.
Well, and it's sort of like post-Tony Trishka that you could even use a word like obviously in that sentence, because I think 20, 30 years ago, it wouldn't have been obvious, Tony, that, I mean, the banjo is considered to be kind of a uniquely American instrument.
I think it has only been in more recent years that it's become well known that it had its roots in Africa. Pete Seeger described it in his banjo book that came out in the late 40s and explored that African connection, but I think that was way below the radar.
Right. So you actually have been exploring the African roots, the instruments that still exist in West Africa that gave rise to the banjo. Is it the missing link between what Fode does and what Joel does?
I think in some ways. I mean, in a way, the banjo is related to the kora, which is what Fode is playing. I mean, it's got a gourd body, and even though it's a harp, you're still picking it with your fingers. And just since we got together for the first time a couple of days ago, it's amazing the similarity. The picking styles are so similar. And what comes very naturally to me comes very naturally to Fode, coming from completely different backgrounds.
And hearing the two of you together at the beginning of that song, even sitting here watching the two of you, it was hard to tell who was playing what. The sound is quite similar between the two instruments. Fode, what was the attraction to you? I mean, you've done a lot of different types of Western music. What was the attraction of doing this kind of Appalachian early country music stuff?
Well, I think this is very interesting for me because, like Tony says, when I met him in Philip's house, and then, you know, we say, yeah, let's play together. And then I take a kora, and then we look around. So Philip's son, Zach, has a guitar there, so I brought Zach's guitar and give it to him. And then we tune, and then we start playing. And then, you know, I see the way he's sounding, it became very interesting to my ear. So I say, wow, maybe we should do something together. So then after I leave, we keep talking back and forth. And then he mentioned Tony, a banjo player. I say, yeah, because I never did nothing with a banjo player. But I know banjo is very close to a kora. And then happily, so we just, you know, get together and then we start playing. And then it sounds very good.
So when you hear the banjo playing bluegrass music do you hear echoes of Africa in that?
Right. I know, even though I never did anything with a banjo player, but I know if I met a banjo player, I can play with him.
Hmm.
Yeah, because, you know, when I listen to it, I mean, it just sounds, you know, very familiar from my ear.
So much so that the banjo actually fits nicely on traditional West African music.
That's right. You've
done an arrangement of a very, very famous West African song called Jarabi.
Yeah, Jarabi, yeah.
And I guess, Joel, that makes the guitar the odd man out. How does that fit in with this in this setting, with this West African song?
Well, you know, there's a lot of acoustic guitar music in West Africa, actually. It's very interesting, and especially in Mali and places like that, you can hear some fantastic bottleneck and finger-picking guitar players just playing in a way that's you'd never hear in America. So I think it all makes sense.
Let's hear this performance. Jarabi is a traditional West African song arranged by Fode Moussa Sousso and played by all three members of the Fojoto String Band live in our soundcheck studio. A song called Jarabi. It's an arrangement of a traditional West African song by Fode Moussa Sousso, who sang and played the kora, Tony Trishka playing the banjo, and Joel Harrison playing the guitar. The Fojoto String Band, as they've christened themselves here in our studio this afternoon, performing. Is tomorrow night, Tony, the first public performance by this group?
It's the first official public performance, yes.
Okay, that's tomorrow night at City Winery on Varick Street, just a block from our WNYC studios. It'll be at 9 o'clock. Tony, what led to your interest as a banjo player in African music?
Well, I started out playing bluegrass and was deeply into that and started getting into this progressive thing. And I think I got tired of that after a while, and I wanted to find out about the roots of the music and sort of vaguely knew that it came from Africa. But it was only upon learning about minstrel-era banjo from the mid-1800s, and I heard someone playing music out of a book from 1855, and suddenly I heard all the African roots right in there. And that's when it really started clicking. That was, again, around 1990.
Now, you have not picked up the banjo for this next song. You've picked up a different instrument, which has a much older look to it. What is this?
This is a bonza, it's called, and it's the predecessor to the banjo. And when the Africans were brought as slaves to these shores, in some cases they actually brought with them an instrument that today is called a holom or a kanting, which is, some people call it the African banjo. But they recreated them on these shores with a gourd for the pot and a neck, and in many cases four strings. But there is a picture in Colonial Williamsburg in the Rockefeller Museum where there's someone playing this in a slave dance, as it were, and a short string is about halfway up the neck, which is kind of the smoking gun indicating that this is an African contrivance as opposed to...
So the idea that fifth string on the modern banjo came from... white America seems to be, that idea is sort of put to rest by this photo.
Absolutely.
Huh.
Absolutely.
Interesting.
Yep.
All right, so this piece called Gourd Bonza features this African predecessor to the banjo, and once again, it's the Fojoto String Band live on Soundcheck. Once again is the Fojoto String Band, Fode Musa Suso playing the kora. Tony Trischka switched off to this pre-sort of colonial instrument, the bonza, the forerunner of the banjo, and Joel Harrison switched off to the National Steel guitar, which he played with an Ebo at the very beginning of the piece. That gave a kind of neat fiddle effect, which didn't sound out of place there at all. Gourd Bonza is the working title of that piece, and the Fojoto String Band making their official debut tomorrow night at the City Winery across the street on Varick Street at 9 o'clock. And all three of you are really busy with your own projects. Joel, is this likely to be something you continue?
Well, with the help of people like you, yes.
All right. Well, I'm assuming that there's a lot of other people who need to be involved for this to continue other than me.
we appreciate your encouragement, and we have every
intention
of continuing. Yes.
All right. Well, it's a good start. Fode Moussa Sousso, Tony Trischka, and Joel Harrison live in our Soundcheck studio. And that's going to do it for today's program. Tomorrow on the show, many girls dream of being the next Joan Jett or Patti Smith, but knowing where to start can be difficult. On Soundcheck, we'll offer a how-to guide for young girls who are starting their own rock bands. And cellist Jan Vogler plays live and talks about his love of Jimi Hendrix. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell. The program is produced by Brian Wise and Joel Meyer with Daoud Tyler Amin. Our executive producer is Gisele Regatow. I'm John Schaefer. Be with us again at this time tomorrow for the next Soundcheck here at 93.9 FM WNYC.